Well, the Senate voted in dramatic fashion yesterday to approve one of President Obama's nominees. For Democrats to prevail, all it really took was a last-ditch vote switch by one senator, a flight back from North Dakota by another.
Yes.
Although I don't know why you would ever want to leave North Dakota.
That's true. It's a nice place.
And an afternoon roll call that stretched actually into the evening. 5 hours after the balloting started, the Senate voted to end Republican delaying tactics against B. Todd Jones, Obama's pick to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. It then voted in a comparatively instantaneous 29 minutes for his final confirmation, 53-42. Now, a defeat would have been a setback for Obama, who is trying to plug gaps in his second-term administration's lineup and dealt a blow to the recent cooperation between the two parties over allowing votes on the president's nominees. Now, in a written statement, the president applauded senators of both parties for confirming ATF's first director in 7 years. The first director in seven
years.
Yes, it's
been a while.
Gridlock, he said, caused by Senate Republicans who put politics ahead of the agency's law enforcement mission. But it's all said and done. B. Todd Jones, have fun as the head of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Obviously not an easy position.
But as you said, it was kind of a political mini-drama that
unveiled
just to get the right people there to cast the votes.
Yeah, plenty of theatrics, a lengthy roll call.
It was a lengthy roll call.
You know, we're waiting. Guy back from North Dakota yet? We're waiting. In other political news, this story from the Huffington Post: President Barack Obama gave a full-throated defense of Larry Summers in a closed meeting with House Democrats yesterday. That's according to a lawmaker in the room, but said he's nowhere near making a decision on who will be the next Federal Reserve chairman. Obviously, another pretty important position. Summers, along with Janet Yellen, are reportedly the top contenders for the Fed post. White House advisor Dan Pfeiffer said yesterday that no decision will be made until the fall, but that hasn't stopped people from speculating about the front runner. During yesterday's meeting, one Democratic lawmaker who requested to remain anonymous said the president became agitated and rose to Summers' defense in response to Representative Ed Perlmutter walking up the microphone and simply saying, "Larry Summers, bad choice." That's
really
all Perlmutter had to say.
Wow.
And that's when President Barack Obama sort of gave his full-throated defense.
So he didn't need a microphone, huh?
It doesn't sound like
okay.
It. Yes. Now, in paraphrasing Obama's response, the lawmaker, again, who wanted to be anonymous, said the president replied, "Hey, don't talk bleep about him because he's actually a pretty good guy." And then he said, "If somebody talked bleep about you like that, I'd defend you too." The lawmaker added that Obama didn't use the expletive.
Oh, okay.
Well, then why was it used
here?
Yeah,
why would they use the bleep?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because it's in this little quote.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, well, he's paraphrasing.
Or was he misquoted paraphrase?
But if you're paraphrasing, why are you adding expletives?
Really?
And then at the end say, "Oh, by the way, he didn't use any expletives."
Yeah.
"That was my own personal choice. I made an artistic decision to throw in a couple of S-bombs for the president." Just don't put him in there in the first place.
Really?
Yeah. That seems ridiculous to me. Still, the lawmaker said it didn't seem like a sign that Obama is about to tap Summers to run the Federal Reserve. "I just think he likes Larry as a person." The president's irritation wasn't just reserved for Perlmutter, however. According to two Democrats in the room, Obama also ripped the Huffington Post for making Summers, in the president's words, a progressive whipping boy.
Ooh.
The Hill reported that Obama told Democrats not to believe everything you read in the Huffington Post. Again, this story from the Huffington Post.
And from the Huffington Post.
So if we're not supposed to believe everything we read in the Huffington Post, did the president really come to a full-throated defense of Larry Summers in a closed-door meeting?
There you go.
Or
we have our doubts.
Did he really use the S-bomb, and this anonymous lawmaker is just trying to cover his tracks?
Well, I think he is trying to cover. He probably did, and when the guy mentioned, goes, "Oh, no, I can't have that in the court." So, no, he didn't say it. I just said him.
How ridiculous. Yeah. This story from NBC. George Zimmerman was pulled over in Texas this weekend for speeding. Oh, and he had a gun with him, according to police.
Oh.
Zimmerman, as we know, was acquitted July 13th of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the Florida shooting death of unarmed teen Trayvon Martin. He was driving through Forney, Texas, when he was stopped for speeding in a gray 2008 Honda SUV. This according to a police incident report obtained by NBC News. After he was pulled over, Zimmerman told the officer he had a weapon in his glove compartment, according to police dashboard camera video. Asked where he was going, Zimmerman told the officer, "Nowhere in particular." Here's the audio from the dashboard camera video.
Oh, sir, I was wrong 40 push. Yeah. Should we drive off quick insurance?
I'll be honest with you. I'm going to buy a car and we'll get
it. Okay. Where are you headed, Stephen? Nowhere in particular? Why you say that?
You didn't see my name?
Nuh-uh. What a coincidence. Are you clear of warrants and stuff?
Absolutely, sir. I got it.
Calm down, man. You're good. I'm going to go back and just check you routinely. Your reason for your stop is for your speed, okay? Why don't you slow down a little bit for me? And as long as you don't have any warrants, we can cut loose in the morning, okay? Just take it easy. Just don't play. Go ahead and shut your glove compartment. And don't play with your firearm, okay? Okay. Just go ahead and stay right here. I'll be right back with you.
I love how the officer says, don't play with your firearm.
Yes, don't play with that firearm.
Leave it in the glove box. Don't take it out and play with it. Now, police said Zimmerman, who was alone in the car, was sent on his way with a verbal warning to slow down after a search determined he had no warrants to hold him or anything like that.
No ticket?
No, according to the police, the stop lasted about 5 minutes. Just a verbal warning.
So is everything he does now, is that going to be making...
Yes!
Man.
Yes!
All right.
Every little incident.
So if he bounces a check, that'll be major news.
Well, of course it will be. Yeah, okay. As long as someone discovers it, yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be brought to the forefront. In a related story from FoxNews.com, a director at the Smithsonian Institution has expressed interest in acquiring the hooded sweatshirt worn by Trayvon Martin on the night he was fatally shot.
To put in the Smithsonian?
Lonnie Bunch, director of the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture, told the Washington Post Martin's hoodie represents something for a further discussion about race in America.
Really?
It became the symbolic way to talk the Trayvon Martin case. It's rare that you get one artifact that really becomes the symbol, Bunch told the newspaper. Because it's such a symbol, it would allow you to talk about race in the age of Obama. So he's expressed interest in acquiring the hooded sweatshirt that Trayvon wore on that night in Florida.
Okay, I don't agree with this.
Bunch, who has acquired a guard tower from Louisiana's Angola State Penitentiary and the handcuffs used to restrain Harvard scholar Henry Gates Jr. in 2009, said he'd like to have the hoodie for his collection once the legal case is over. The Justice Department had placed a hold on evidence in the case, including Zimmerman's gun, as it conducts a civil rights investigation. Okay,
so
but he wants the hoodie.
Do you think the next generation from now is going to see that hoodie and suddenly discuss racial issues during the 2010s, 2013s?
I'm not sure, but when you see someone wearing a hoodie, do you think of Trayvon Martin right now?
I don't, but I guess now if you think
for
about
people,
it a bit, I suppose some do. Yeah,
you know, and all the protests that you've seen popping up around the country,
people
since
have been wearing
the
hoodies as part of the support. Yeah.
People of all ages, they're wearing the hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
They're also holding up bags of Skittles.
Yeah, they're doing that too.
Because Trayvon Martin had Skittles on his person. He had an iced tea. I mean, are you going to try to get a bag of Skittles for this? Are you going to try to get the whole symbol? Because people do carry bags of Skittles at these protests, and they hold them up in the air.
No, you're right. I've seen that.
They're wearing their hoodies. They've got the bags of Skittles.
Shouldn't that be part of the exhibit?
I think it's kind of becoming the same symbol, is it not? They're being used just as often.
All right.
I don't know.
Interesting perspective. I don't know if he's accurate with his, you know, his belief of how this will bring about a dialogue, but we'll see what happens.
Lonnie Bunch, director of the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture, told the Washington Post Martin's hoodie represents a further discussion about race in America, and he would like to acquire it once it becomes available.
What about, do they have a sports wing? They'll have one for Bill Belichick then too?
With his hoodie?
Because I think of him for the hoodie.
Yeah, but I would doubt Bill Belichick is going to go into the African-American history and culture wing.
No, but in the other
that'd
aspect,
be an odd move.
Yeah.
I think maybe you could put Belichick's hoodie in the Pro Football Hall
of Fame.
Well,
that's true. Okay.
I would doubt in the Smithsonian African-American wing. Yeah. 625 with Mike and Matt.
WTAQ News Talk Sports.
Fox 11 forecast should be sunny today, although we'll have clouds late in the day and maybe a slight chance of an isolated shower. Comfortable high of 77. Tomorrow, mixture of sun and clouds will flirt with 80. And then Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny skies both days, mid to upper 70s for the high. Right now, we're starting to warm things up. We do have some sunshine with a few clouds. It is 59 Valley, 58 Green Bay.
It's 626 with Mike and Matt. There's new T-shirts being sold online in honor of Carlos Danger.
I hate to ask, is there anything besides the name on this shirt?
The shirt slogan, Erect Carlos Danger.
Oh, boy.
They just want to bring him back from the ashes.
Yeah, okay.
That's all. That's it. Those T-shirts are now being sold online.
You're not going to buy one, are you?
Thinking about it. If I can get a good deal.
You may, huh?
Does Anthony Weiner get a cut of that, though?
I don't know. Does he?
Because if he gets a portion of that, no way.
Well, he doesn't have the name trademarked, so I doubt if he gets any of it.
Did you hear that his wife is now taking blame for the sexting messages?
Isn't that amazing?
We'll have that story for you before 8:30. Ridiculous.